Genesis Trust, a nonprofit, nonpolitical, and nonsectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Inner Sight. Our show today is going to be about Lucis Trust. So many of you have asked questions about what is Lucis Trust, what are our basic premises, what are our goals, and we'd like to address those questions during this show. So that'll be the theme of our discussion today, describing Lucis Trust, what we're all about, and answering some of the questions that you've set forth to us in a variety of different ways. And also, I've got good news for everybody, and that is that we're giving you a gift today. And if you stay tuned, stay with us, I'll certainly go into greater detail as to what that gift is. And I'd like to, as usual, start off with the thought for the day. Enough men and women of goodwill working to create a world of brotherhood, cooperation, and right relationship can defeat the forces of materialism and liberate a sense of shared responsibility for human welfare within the minds and hearts of all people. And, of course, when we mention materialism, we're more or less addressing the obsession that people have with materialism, and unfortunately, especially in our country, and that is that materialism becomes a number one priority. And I suppose, to a great extent, that's what's meant when it's written in the Bible, that thou shalt not have any false gods before me, one of the Ten Commandments. Perhaps one of those gods to some people that comes before divine worship is the deity of materialism, and that's a very self-defeating idea. So that's what we're going to be talking about in many shows, is the effect of materialism. But in this show, it's Lucis Trust. And I've got a question to start off with. Pretty general question. What is the Lucis Trust? And can you tell us something about its origins and goals?
Lucis Trust, first of all, is a name taken from the Latin. I think for those of you who've studied Latin, it's the generative case, meaning of light. Lucis means of light. So we are a trust of light. That's the meaning of our name. It's an organization, or perhaps more correctly, an organism that was founded in New York City in 1922 by Alice and Foster Bailey. And the Lucis Trust is the legal and financial agent for a number of activities that are under the umbrella name of Lucis Trust, and we can talk about those in a few minutes. But its essential objective is to identify and compare world religions, looking for the common ground and the shared spiritual values that run like a golden thread through many of the great world religions. And it works for the upliftment of human consciousness and the relief of suffering, because all evolution must take place through the expansion of human consciousness. So essentially, I think you could say the work of the Lucis Trust is educational, the expansion and deepening of the human mind. Do you have any thoughts to add to that, Dale?
It's educational in the spiritual sense of the word. The emphasis is upon linking in consciousness with the soul. And that's why meditation is so very much a part of our work, yes.
Mm-hmm. And another important point to mention is that our work is worldwide. It started out, as I said, in the United States, but it quickly expanded to Europe. And now we have co-workers and affiliated partners throughout most of the world. The work is very active in Europe, in North and South America, in Britain, of course, Australia, New Zealand, in Africa, especially the west coast of Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, as well as South Africa, and the French-speaking countries, Cameroon, Togo, the Ivory Coast. And now, most recently, the work is developing in Russia, where there's a great interest. So it is worldwide, but it operates on an administrative level through three headquarters in New York, London, and Geneva. All of the work initiates from those headquarters, and it's conducted in many different languages. Not everything that we have to offer is in every language, but we work in eight major languages at the present time.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you thoroughly confused our audience because, of course, I'm just joking, but you've confused them in a sense because I get so many questions about it being a religion. Is Lucis Trust a religion? And I think in a sense, even though that's my next question, which I want you to address, in a sense you've already answered it because you've just set forth your belief in the dignity of all religions, that you're into comparative religions, and more or less the subliminal thought there is that that there's something to be learned from all religions, and there's certainly it's certainly worthwhile delving into all of them. But the next question, in spite of the idea that you've already addressed it in a certain way, can you answer that? Is it a religion? Because that's probably the most frequent question that I get.
One word: no.
It's not a religion. Okay.
No.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
And, if anybody contacts us or writes to us, they're not going to be drawn into another religious tradition. the teachings espoused in the books of Alice Bailey are based on certain spiritual principles that one would find in all the major world religions, and we make no requirement for anybody to hold to any particular religion. Whatever your religion is, then that's fine. Being a part of the Lucis Trust, in no way do we ask you to give up any religious beliefs or anything like that.
And many of our co-workers remain active in their churches and synagogues, but there are other co-workers who are not affiliated with any religion. It's entirely an individual matter. I think you could say that anyone who is interested in our work is spiritually inclined, in the sense that they're looking for some kind of understanding of the inner dimension of life, which is what religion exists to unfold for the human being. But when we say that we are not aligned with any particular religion, I think that's most underscored by the fact that, as I said a moment ago, our work is worldwide. We have co-workers in Israel, in Africa, in North and South America, people of many different cultures and many different religions, Vietnam, the Philippines, Japan. So obviously there must be some kind of common ground that our work touches that enables people from such different traditions to find a shared interest. To me, that's a validation that we aren't affiliated with any particular religion.
I know at the last symposium that I went to, that was sponsored by Lucis Trust, I was amazed at the number of people that came from a variety of backgrounds and religion, and yet I guess there was a common denominator amongst all of them, and that common denominator was the idea of goodwill, and they all shared that that idea that the most important thing that they could do is to do things for humanity that that were about goodwill, serving humanity and of goodwill. But they all came from, there were Jewish people there, there were Christians, there were people from the Hindu religion there, I'm not quite sure, but Buddhist, but there were such a variety of people. And it was there was so much love there, too, because they were all brought together by one thing, and that was just to do goodwill. Mm-hmm. And just to comment on that further before I go on to my next question, when I first developed an interest in Lucis Trust, I enjoyed Dale's answer to me because I was very concerned that it was a religion. I certainly wanted to hold on to the religion that I was into, and I asked Dale, well, do I have to give up my religion if I become involved with Lucis? And he said, no, not at all. We're not a religion, and all that we want you to do is just go out and serve humanity, be good to people, and do good works. And if you'd like to, read our literature.
That reminds me of what you just said, of a quotation from the Dalai Lama. So many people are interested in the Dalai Lama because he's so spiritual and very magnetic. But he tells them, don't become a Buddhist like I am. Be what you are. Be a better Christian. Be a better Jew. Be more of whatever your own faith is. I think that's probably our attitude, too. Just be what you are, only do it better.
Well, our next question. How can one join the Lucis Trust? I don't know if that's the correct word, join, but
you can't
join it. Okay. Well, for lack of a better word, how does one join Lucis Trust?
One can't. In this, what I mean is that we don't have a membership. We're not something like a club or an affiliation that you apply for membership and then call yourself a whatever. We are much more subjective in our orientation, and I think that's what's enabled us to extend our work worldwide. People do not join the Lucis Trust. The closest they can come to a membership is to simply be on our mailing list, and we're happy to add people to our mailing list to receive twice a year mailings about the work of the Lucis Trust if they let us know that they'd like to receive them. But we don't have a set of convictions or assumptions that people have to sign on to in order to be affiliated with us. That, to me, is what membership means.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say a word also about the membership. You can be on our mailing list if you like, and that's your choice. And I just want to assure you listeners that we do not sell the names of the people on our mailing list. That's strictly confidential, and we don't give out the names in any way to anybody. So have no fear that your name is going to be passed on to some marketing group. And
perhaps this would be a moment, too, to speak a little bit in more detail about what our work actually entails. There are two essential pillars of the work of the Lucis Trust. One is the publication of a series of 24 books by Alice Bailey, which we sell and which we also offer for borrowing through our lending library. The other pillar is a school of meditation and service for spiritual development called the Arcane School. One does have to apply to the school and be accepted as a student to receive the training. We publish a magazine of spiritual philosophy called The Beacon, and we distribute the Great Invocation worldwide and in something like 70 or 75 languages. Those listeners who have heard our program before know that the Great Invocation ends the program.
And then one of the other activities is called Triangles, which is a meditative activity. Triangles is an activity of the mind, essentially using the power of thought and a prayer to invoke light and goodwill for all humanity. And the work is done essentially by a unit of three people linking in meditation each day for a few minutes and visualizing a triangle of light, a lighted love and energy. And then seeing this, using the power of visualization to see this triangle linked with a whole network, a worldwide network of triangles around the world, and then at that point sounding the Great Invocation and distributing the energies of light and love through the network of light in the world. And related to this activity of triangles is another activity we call World Goodwill. And this is essentially an activity that promotes the idea of the energy of goodwill in the world and the establishing of right human relations through the practical application of the principle of goodwill. And goodwill is essentially consists of the distribution of literature. We have a lot of pamphlets that we distribute.
A newsletter.
And these are distributed in different languages.
People can receive the newsletter for free if they let us know.
That's right. And you can be on the list to receive the newsletter. And occasionally we have other pamphlets we call commentaries that we send out. And there is one aspect of World Goodwill that is related to the United Nations. And World Goodwill is an NGO, a non-governmental organization, with the United Nations. And we think it's very important to be a part of this work because the United Nations stands for such a force for goodwill in the world. And then, finally, there's one more activity I should mention very briefly. We do have a lending library in case of anybody is interested. And you can borrow books. They're all spiritual books, esoteric books. They can be borrowed through the mail, or you can come into our office at 120 Wall Street, and we're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So those are just some of the activities that we're active with.
And for those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. And we're here today with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, our president and vice president of Lucis Trust. Lucis Trust is the organization that sponsors Inner Sight. And I guess the one thing on all of your mind is, what is that gift? And the gift is a booklet, and it's filled with information. It's called The Science of Meditation. And I know there's a lot of people in our listening audience who are curious about meditation. And some of the, in the table of contents, we have several topics. A few of them are, what is meditation? Why is it a science? Prayer and meditation. The four components of the personality. The nature of the soul. The sixfold progression of divine love. And much, much more. And I don't want to go into all of it, but it's, once again, it's called The Science of Meditation, and you simply have to call us up in order to get it for free. And our number is 1-866-NY-LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S. It's a mnemonic device. Think of New York Lucis, NY-LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis. And we'll be happy to send it out to you if you just call on our toll-free number and order it. You can order any of our books, by the way. We have 24 volumes of book. They're books. They're written by our founder, Alice Bailey. And if you order the entire set of 24 books, you'll receive a 10% discount. And there are so many other things you can order. If you'd like to order our cassette tapes, the cassette tapes of our radio shows, including this show, for a nominal fee, or cassette tapes of some of our books, or you can also have a free card containing the Great Invocation. Or simply, if you'd like more information about Lucis Trust, once again, you can call us at 1-866-NY-LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S. And you can also purchase our books in Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Borders Bookstore. Our website is www.lucistrust.org. And our email is newyork@lucistrust.org. So let's get back to our show at this point. And my next question is, what would you say is the core belief of Lucis Trust? What is the core belief?
That's an interesting question. I suppose every person that's familiar with our work might answer it slightly differently. But there are two things that come to my mind. One is the belief in the sanctity of the human soul, which is the inherent divinity within every human being, regardless of his or her station in life or mental capacity or whatever. Every human being by birthright is essentially divine in origin. And that inner divinity is the soul that exists and awaits awakening through spiritual practices such as meditation and through service. Nothing so awakens the inner divine being as a life lived in service to humanity. And that, when I think back to my own encounter with the Lucis Trust, is what spoke to me so meaningfully, the emphasis on service, not spiritual development just so one will be happier in life or become a more evolved person. It's never enough to just develop spiritually for your own better opinion of yourself. It has to be done so that one becomes a vehicle or a channel for divine energies of light and love and power to pour through one into the world. because one has the capacity to affect one's environment, one's family, community. Really great souls affect the whole planet, but we can all have an impact in our own little environment, whatever it is, and that's the meaning of service. Maybe Dale would have a different idea about the core belief.
Well, I'm just thinking about, you mentioned your own experience, and I think my experience is involved in the books that of Alice Bailey's. That's what turned me around in my life when I went to a bookstore one day and picked up a copy of Esoteric Psychology, and I was kind of blown away, really, because it really answered a lot of questions that I had been mulling over in my head. And suddenly here in these books, there was some material that I could grab onto that made sense, that answered so many questions that I had, that really began to deepen my understanding, and it affected, deepened my understanding of my relationship to God, believe it or not. And that is the essential thing for me, I think, that of all the work of the Lucis Trust, it not only the books, but the activities of Triangles work and the World Goodwill work in the Arcane School especially, that training deepens your appreciation with God and for God, and it gives you a sense of purpose for why you're in this world in the first place.
You could say it also awakens the sense of responsibility. And it's said in the writings of Alice Bailey that the first indication of the soul awakening is seen in the sense of the responsibility that one begins to express. That's an interesting thought. It's not possible to live a selfish, self-affirming life and be on a spiritual path. You become aware that you are bound and bound up in the lives of every human being and of the planet itself. And that's what lies behind the objectives of the Lucis Trust. The light that is contained in the name of the Lucis Trust is the light that reveals the unity of the world, the unity of all human beings, and the unity of humanity with the other kingdoms, and the unity of our planetary life. It's a whole. Most of us can't comprehend it, but we can sense it.
Now, I'm asking this next question, too, because we're giving away certain items for free. Namely, the item that we're giving away for free is today is a booklet, The Science of Meditation, that we spoke about before. And once again, if people would like to get their free copy of The Science of Meditation, they're certainly welcome to do so by calling up our toll-free number, 1-866-NY-LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S. However, this next question relates to giving away this book for free, and that is, how does the Lucis Trust finance its work? It certainly can't be done by giving away books for free.
Well, it's an interesting question because it cuts to the heart of our spiritual values. The Lucis Trust from the very beginning has been conducted entirely by voluntary donations of people who believe in the values and seek to support and strengthen the values of our work. They are the ones who contribute financially to our work. We don't have any endowment or any guardian angel standing behind our work who supplies us with sums of money. It is sustained by the contributions, often very small, of many, many people throughout the world who give whatever they can to our work. And that creates the interesting phenomenon of waiting literally for what the mail will bring in terms of financial contribution. It requires that we work in meditation and with faith and with a very positive attitude to generate or stimulate the flow of money as an energy so that we can carry on our work. And we have done our work in just that way for about 80 years. So we are proof that money can be gained through the voluntary sharing of people and not by charging a price.
It's interesting, too, about how things happen with Lucis Trust, because at one time, I think you were thinking that it would be impossible to do radio shows, and then donation happened, and I key into that, and I mention that only because you're talking about the energy of giving, and of course you're very much into giving. Your whole organization is about giving to humanity and serving humanity, and it seems like that giving comes back to you because it was like a miracle you were able to afford the radio shows. That the donation happened.
We made a start. I have to say we made a start on this radio program with a year's worth of programs, but we don't really have all of the money we need to complete the year available to us yet. But we are working as if that money will be supplied, and we are doing every sensible thing we can think of to raise money.
What importance does meditation have in your work?
It's very central to our work because we even have a meditation on the distribution of money, not for ourselves so much, but the right distribution of money. In the beginning, you mentioned in the opening quote about the forces of materialism, and the right distribution of money is a very key factor in that. And so we, as I said, we have a meditation that involves that.
That's just one meditation.
That's just one of the meditations, not the most important one. But in the school work that we do in the Arcane School, meditation is probably central to the work of the training. And it's a meditation designed to link more closely with the soul. And that's the specific purpose. And using the power of thought to create a what do you call sometimes a power, a thought form of solution to the problems in the world.
And we especially emphasize group meditation. The meditation, a unified meditation of a group of people, can be a significant force for human upliftment. And every month here in New York, we have a group meditation as a means of service to humanity. Radiating light and love and the will to good into human consciousness, and it's open to the public. If people are interested, they can call any of the numbers you've just mentioned.
When I first came in contact with the Lucis Trust, it was a meeting where you were speaking about both Buddhism and Christianity in a favorable way. Do you have a preferred religion or spiritual philosophy?
Well, I suppose each of us personally has a certain religious path that is most comfortable, but really there's no general answer to that question. It's left up to the individual to find his religious expression. We do emphasize spiritual values of human unity and responsibility.
Okay, and I would like to say this too, that in closing, we would invite you to ponder on this thought. Goodwill is the touchstone that will transform the world. Goodwill is love in action. It is the energy that draws us together in right relationship. There is a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It is a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.